Blog Talk Radio.
Mardi Gras, put your hands together.
Praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. I just love that song because we are living and going and experiencing a spiritual warfare. The Word of God lets us know that in this life we're going to have trials and tribulations. So, yes, you are now once again tuned into, are you a liability or asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show? I am your host, Brother James Brown, Jr. We do come to you live each and every Thursday and every Saturday night from Hopper Woods, Michigan. Well, I'm so excited on tonight. Before I say that, I am asking all listeners, as I always do, and especially for the first-time listeners on tonight, please get your Bibles, your pens, and paper ready so that you can follow along with this awesome woman of God who's going to deliver God's word on tonight in the person of none other than Minister E. Jane Ellis. She is the sister, one of the sisters of my pastor, our pastor, Pastor Mark C. Holloway, the pastor of the Peace and Goodwill Baptist Church, which is also located in Harper Woods, Michigan. She will be delivering God's word on tonight. So you need your Bibles, your pens, and paper to follow along. God's word said, my people perish because of a lack of knowledge. And we don't ever want anyone to take it lightly or for granted or to make or ever think that we're making up things as we go. That's why you need to have your Bibles in front of you so you can follow along as the word is being going forth on tonight. We always open up with prayer. We're going to do the same thing on tonight. I'm asking all the listeners, if you would touch and agree with me as we go to God's throne of grace and mercy. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus, your Son, we come once again on tonight, touching and agreeing that you are God, you are God alone. You are the Most High God. You are our everything. So we come to you thanking you for who and all that you are. We bless your name because you're truly worthy to be praised. We thank you that there is none like you in all the earth. We thank you that you still sit high and you look low and you have and hold all power in heaven and in earth is in your hands. Now, Heavenly Father, we ask that you will forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions, starting with myself, my entire family, Minister E. Jane Ellis and her entire family, and every saved believer, forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions in the name of Jesus. Your word lets us know that all have sinned and come short of your glory, so we're not exempt. So we ask that you would forgive us of all of our sins and transgressions so that our work for you on earth will not be in vain. We thank you for the opportunity to be able to come through your son, Jesus Christ, and ask for forgiveness. And thank you that we can be, and we are saved in his name, and those that are yet to be saved can still call upon that precious name, the name of Jesus, and be saved in his name on tonight. So now, Lord, we pray and ask that you will move by your spirit as your word goes forth with power through your woman of God on tonight. We pray, Lord, that you would help us to decrease, help her to decrease so that you may increase in her, that as you use her through your Holy Spirit, that your word will go forth with power to the point that souls will be saved, backsliders will come back to the fold, and the body of Christ will be built up and strengthened and edified through your word on tonight. And we pray, Lord, and lift up everyone that may be tuning in, whether by phone or through social media platforms all over the world right now that do not know your son, Jesus Christ, that are not saved in his name. It's our prayer, hope, and desire that something will be said through your word on tonight, through your woman of God, that they will hear your word and receive it on tonight, and they will open their own mouths to confess their sins and transgressions, and ask your son, Jesus Christ, to come into their hearts and save them. And once they're saved, they will come to know and walk in and fulfill their own individual God purpose in the earth. For your glory is our prayer in Jesus' name. And now, Lord, we continue to lift up every listener that faithfully tunes in to this worldwide ministry and platform. Even those that are listening in for the first time on tonight, bless them all and grant them the desires of their hearts that will give you glory, honor, and praise. It's our prayer in the name of Jesus we pray. And, oh, God, we don't want to forget those that are bereaved on tonight. Continue to comfort and strengthen them. Touch, heal, and strengthen those that are sick and afflicted all over the land as only you can. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Well, once again, we have another spiritual food for thought. And tonight's spiritual food for thought comes to us saying, when we hunger for God, we can be satisfied with him. And at the same time, not be satisfied with enough of him. Now, that's powerful. I'm going to say that again. Tonight's spiritual food for thought, consider this. When we, as believers in Jesus Christ, when we hunger for God, we can be satisfied with him and at the same time not be satisfied with enough of him. Spiritual food for thought on tonight. I am asking our listeners, please go to my website if you want to send me an email. You can always email me at all lowercase, James_Brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. And please make note that I do not own the copyrights to any music or songs played over this worldwide ministry platform. Again, I do not own the copyrights to any songs or music played over this worldwide platform. Well, once again, I am... Tonight, my special guest, my pastor's sister, Minister E. Jane Ellis, a member also of the Peace and Goodwill Baptist Church, will be bringing forth God's word. But Minister Ellis, I am so excited to have you on this worldwide platform on tonight. But I'm going to ask you right now, if you would please share with me and the worldwide listeners a testimony, please.
Yes, sir, I will. I thank you, Brother James, for allowing me the opportunity to speak to this audience. I have so many testimonies of God. I feel like John in the Bible. God did so many miracles, but I only need to tell you a few that you might believe, because you need to understand that what God has for you is for you. At the age of 11, I was in a car accident and declared dead, put in the morgue truck. They got ready to close the doors. They covered me with the sheet, and God allowed me to sneeze. He allowed my body and the breath to come back in my body and allowed me to sneeze. So what I say to you is that God foreknew me when I was in my mother's womb, and he knew then that he had already called me to preach. So understand that whatever God has for you is for you, and no miracle is too great.
Wow, what a powerful testimony. Now, that is powerful. You was in a car accident, and they had pronounced you dead, had you in the morgue truck picking you to get me to take you to the morgue, and you, the Lord allowed you to sneeze, and that's what prevented them to go from stopping them from going through any other procedures that they normally do with a deceased person. Oh, what a mighty, powerful testimony. What a mighty God we serve, that he allowed you to be able to sneeze, that they would hear that sneeze, and they would not be able to go forward with what they've had planned on doing. But see, they had one plan, but God had another plan for your life.
Absolutely.
So I thank you for serving that testimony on tonight. Say what now?
Yes, sir. The devil had a plan, but God had a greater plan.
Amen. That's right. You're absolutely right. That's the truth. I'm a witness. And so we just want to say thank you for sharing that testimony on tonight. That's why I always, as my first-time guest on this platform, to share a testimony, because that's what he was sharing glory with one. And so that someone else that may have gone or maybe in the same situation that you was in at that time, they need to know that just like God did it for you, he spared your life. He have no respect of persons. He's still the same God. He can do the same thing for them as well. So thank you for sharing that testimony on tonight with me and the worldwide listeners. But before we get ready to go to our music break, I understand I want to share this with the listeners on tonight, because I will be opening up the phone lines after you conclude with the message on tonight. So if there's any listener that have dialed in on tonight, if you have a question for her pertaining to tonight's message, or if you want to give her words of encouragement afterwards, then you would have an opportunity to do so after the conclusion of the message. But I want her to let the listeners know that God has blessed her not to only be a woman of God to deliver his word. He has blessed her with a business. And she shared some of her information with me, and I will be purchasing some of her items. So I want you to, could you please let the worldwide listeners know what type of business you are in that God has blessed you with, and then how they can obtain some of your items?
Yes. God has opened a women and men's accessory business. The name of my business is E. James Elegant Extras, LLC, and I sell women's jewelry, women's scarves, purses, hats. I sell men's cufflinks, neckties, and belts. And you can contact me through E. James Elegant Extras, LLC. That's my Facebook page. You can also shoot me an email at ejaneellis@gmail.com. You may also call me at 248-469-3624. And I appreciate it, and God loves
you. Amen. If we have enough time, I'm going to have you give that information out again at the end of the message, because I know we're going to have a new listener going to be dialing in. They did not get a chance to hear that announcement at the beginning of tonight's broadcast. So right now, we're getting ready to go to our music break, and then we're going to come back and we're going to yield the mic to her to deliver God's word. And as I always say, I pray and hope that you have your Bibles, your pens and paper ready to follow along with her as she get ready to deliver God's word on tonight. And we want to give a shout out to our pastor, none other than Pastor Mark C. Holloway, the pastor of the Peace and Goodwill Baptist Church, and our church family, Peace and Goodwill Baptist Church. So we're going to go to our music break right now, and then we're going to come back and we're going to yield the mic to her to deliver God's word. Enjoy the music break.
I will sing.
Almighty Savior. Come on, my soul loves thee. Come on, oh holy Lamb. Oh precious Lamb. So much I owe.
Yes, yes, yes. I give you praise. We're talking about God. We give God praise. Why? Because he is truly worthy of our praise. No matter what it looks like, no matter what we're going through, thank God that he's still in control. He said time look low and all power is still in heaven and earth is still in his hands. So that's why we give God praise for who and all that he is. So right now, we are ready to receive the word from this awesome woman of God. Before I bring her on to deliver God's word, I do want to let the listeners know, please don't forget to dial in and tune in this coming Saturday night, Saturday, April the 30th. None other than Deacon Marvin Cox will be sharing another inspirational poem as he always does, and then he will be delivering God's word on this coming Saturday night, April the 30th. So you want to make sure you mark your calendars and tune in to hear another word from the Lord through and Marvin Cox on Saturday, April the 30th. So now we are ready to receive Minister E. Jane Ellis. Minister Ellis, I now yield the mic to you.
Thank you, Brother James. First of all, let us have a word of prayer. Our Father who art in heaven, Lord, holy is your name and worthy to be praised. Father, we come before your throne this evening, first of all, to say thank you, Lord. Thank you for an opportunity to speak before your people one more time. Thank you for another opportunity to lift you up and praise your holy and your righteous name. I ask this evening, oh God, that you will allow the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart to be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Amen, amen. Amen. Tonight we are going to talk about something that is so close to my heart that sometimes we forget that we have a direct line to God from James, the 5th chapter and the 15th verse. And it reads as so, "And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up, and if he have committed sin, they shall be forgiven him." I'm going to read that again. "And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up, and if he have committed sin, they shall be forgiven him." Amen. Our topic
Amen.
Tonight is, thank you, it's prayer time. It
yes,
is
it is.
Prayer time. We have an understanding that prayer is our communication with God. It's our link to God. And we think that that is the only way that we can get a response from God is through prayer. Now, prayer is a solemn request for help, reaching a thanks from God. Prayer is an evolving means of interacting with God. But what we also need to understand, as the book of Psalms 107 and 20 says, that he can send his word. Psalms 107 and 20 says he sent his word and healed them and delivered them from destruction. But the understanding before he can send his word is that you got to communicate to him. God don't know what you want if you don't talk to him. The understanding that when you have a relationship with God and when you're talking to God and when you're praying to God, he knows who you are.
He knows your name. He knows your situation. He knows that you need to get out of it. He knows that you believe him. He knows that you respect that he is the only true and living God. And he knows that you have a spirit of expectation. Because if you didn't expect anything from him, you wouldn't pray to him. And so in him knowing that, he knows that he can trust you. And so when you submit and when you pray and when you make a request unto the Lord, you can just send his word to fix your situation. He can speak and it's done. He can speak and you're healed. He can speak and you're prosperous. He can speak and you're delivered. He can speak and give you that peace that he promised you that surpasses any man's understanding. Our scriptures in the Bible that consistently show us why we should pray. First Thessalonians 5:16-18 says, pray without ceasing. That means continue to pray. You know, we have an example of the poor widow that kept going to the rich king and kept requesting the same thing from him. And every time she went to him, he said no. But she never stopped till he got tired of saying no. And he granted her request. That shows us that when we have something on the altar to the Lord and it's not happening as fast as we want it to happen, that we just need to continue to petition heaven, that there is an understanding that there is something that we need to do in order to get an answer from God, and that's pray.
Yeah.
And that's to pray without ceasing. And that's to pray making our request known unto God. Now, scripture says that God, he that shall come will come, and he will not tarry. But he comes on his time. He hasn't come on your time. So if you got a prayer on the altar and it hasn't been answered yet, something needs to be done. Prayer needs to be continued. You need to get in the space where you're supposed to be. God needs to know that you're praying his will in your life. God only answers our prayers when they are in his will, the character of who God is. He's not going to grant you riches from heaven, and when you get your riches from heaven, you bypass your tithe, you bypass the church, you bypass feeding the sick, you bypass giving to those that need it more than you do. That's not how God works. That's why we pray. We pray because we want to build a relationship. We want to understand the character of God. And the only way to understand somebody's character is to build a relationship with them.
No,
that's
right.
You got to talk to God. He got to know you. He got to know your heart. You know, there are several ways that you can pray, and there are several things in how you can pray. Your prayers can be spontaneous, and they can be personal prayers. They can be corporate prayers. They can be organized. They can be quiet. God don't care how you pray to him. You don't have to be educated to pray to God. You don't have to be able to hoop and holler and pray to God. You don't have to be able to moan and groan to pray to God. Because first of all, he hears your heart, but he wants to hear it from your mouth. Because out of the mouth comes the abundance of the heart. So thanks, right now, it's prayer time. There is so much that is going on in this world. The scripture says that if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways, I will hear from heaven and heal the land. Heaven needs to hear from us. God needs to hear us pray. Our land is in a turmoil right now. We have wars, rumors of wars. We have pestilence. We are cursed right now. Right now, God needs to hear us pray. He needs to hear us send a word up to heaven, to hear us supplement. He needs to hear us cry unto him. He needs to hear us confess our sins unto him as we confess our sins one to another, because that's the word of God. We need to show fruit of repentance. All of that is in our prayer. God is expecting to hear from his children. God wants to talk to us. And we're his children. He breathed the breath of life in us. He made us in his own image. He allowed us to call him our father. And he calls us his children. We owe him communication. We owe him respect. We owe him as much respect as we give our parents. Our mother who birthed us in the world, we call her mother. We respect her. We do the things that she's taught us to do. God has taught us how to live. It's in his word. All we have to do is study it. We are in the household of Christ. He's our daddy. We in his bloodline. Family, we should be communicating. We need to be talking to him. We need to tell him all about our trouble. My mother used to say, tell him all about your trouble. Get on your knees and pray. Stand up and pray. Lay down and pray. Whatever it takes for you to get in the presence of the Lord, get there. Because it's prayer time. We've waited too long. We've watched the clock tick. Time is passing. It waits for no man. People are dying. People are suffering. People are lying. People are going to hell. We're running out of time. It's prayer time. The time is now. We have procrastinated long enough, Christians. We're not doing what we need to do. Because if we come together and pray and send a storm up to heaven, then he would hear from us. He said, pray and turn away from our wicked ways. Turn away from the things that we're doing that are not of him. Don't do no good if we ain't praying, though, because they're all together. Pray. He said, pray and turn from your wicked ways. Pray and I'll hear from heaven. Pray and I'll forgive your sins. Pray and I'll make you whole. Pray without ceasing. It's prayer time. We waited too long. Come on now. Let's pray. And as I begin to wrap up for you, let's go into prayer right now. Because it's always in order. Prayer is always in order. You're never out of order when you pray. You can pray silently. You can pray out loud. You can pray in music. You can edify God in your prayers. You can give him a song. You can have a praying spirit throughout the day. You know, you can walk throughout the day at your job and nobody know you're praying. Because when you're walking through, Lord, bless these people. Lord, heal these people. Lord, give them what they need. God hears you. And so let's go before God in prayer. Our Father who art in heaven, Lord, holy is your name, and you're worthy to be praised. Father, we lift you up. We magnify you. We glorify you. There is nobody like you. We thank you for healing tonight. We thank you for deliverance tonight. We thank you for keeping us, oh God. We thank you for food, shelter, friends, the opportunity to speak to people on your behalf, oh God. We thank you for our anointing, oh God. We thank you that you put this man in place to create a ministry that would reach over the world, oh God. We thank you for what you're doing. We thank you that it's not Facebook that did it and E.I. Musk that did it, oh God. We know that it was you, oh God. And so, Father, for those things, we want to say thank you. We stand before you just humble, just a few of us, oh God. But, Lord, here we are. We want to know you. We want to know your character, oh God. We want you to know we need you, that we know that we are nothing without you. We confess of our sins, oh God. We repent, oh God. We're turning and turning and turning, oh God. We're expecting a shift, oh God. We're expecting you to have your way, oh God. We have the spirit of expectation, oh God, because right now we know that it's prayer time. In the matchless name of Jesus, I do pray. Amen. Thank you, Brother Brown, for the opportunity to speak to the people.
Amen. Praise the Lord on tonight, Minister E. Jane Ellis. I just love how you gave the people what God gave you. And that's exactly what we are supposed to do as men and women of God, whether we are a pastor or not. If we are the children of God, we are following after Jesus Christ through his Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Once you give us a word, then you give that word exactly what he says, and if he don't give you anything else, just give him what he said, and that's it. So he's going to still get the glory out of his word that have just came forth through you as one of his servants and vessels and ambassadors on tonight over this worldwide platform. So I thank you for sharing that. Ooh, what a powerful testimony that you gave us on tonight. And for those that did not hear the testimony, she was sharing, because we have a lot of listeners that dialed in after you gave your testimony. So I'm going to kind of paraphrase what you told us through your testimony. She was telling us about how she was in a car accident as a young girl at a young age, and they had thought she had passed away, pronounced her dead, and had taken her to the morgue. And as they was getting ready to make their follow the normal procedures that they normally do with a deceased body, the Lord allowed her to sneeze. See, the enemy had one plan, but God overruled his plan because he knew that he had a plan for her life. And that was at 11 years old, and she's still here being a witness for the Lord. So we give God the glory, honor, and praise. And then she came forth on tonight with an awesome word on tonight, which is a true word, that it is truly prayer. It's praying time. It is time out for playing games. God is not looking for people that are playing games. He's looking for true assets to the kingdom of God, not those that are being liabilities. He are looking for those that are being faithful doers of his word. He said, man, it should always pray and not faint. So she has delivered this word on tonight. I have opened up the phone lines for anyone that want to give her words of encouragement, or you have a question to her pertaining to tonight's message. This is your opportunity to do so. The phone lines are open.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
This is Dickon Cox. That was a wonderful message that you just brought forth.
Amen.
It's praying time. And
yes,
it's a message for each one of us. I noticed as you were, as you were describing, you know, your entrepreneurship, and you even gave us your telephone number. You gave us your email and everything. Then you followed that up with it's praying time. But I'd just like to know and tell everybody that when the world wanted to get in touch with us, they contact us with email. And it's time for each and every last one of us to open up an email account with the Lord. It's praying time.
I like that.
Right.
Yes, it is. I'm laughing, but this is the truth.
So it's time for all of us to open up that email account. You know, when the world want to get in touch with us, we want to get in touch with the world. What we do, we email them. But when we want to get in touch with God, we got to go to our email. So that's all I got to say. But be encouraged, Minister Ellis.
Thank you, Brother Cox. I appreciate the encouragement.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Praise the Lord. Anyone else? The phone lines are open.
I'm giving honor to God, who is truly indeed the head of my life. I just want to say I want to encourage the both of you and let you all know that by you being who you are, God has so much in store for you. By you opening up, allowing everybody else to be on a platform, God is about to put you on a platform. And I want to say to my godmother, what a powerful word that God has put on the inside of you, and I thank you for it, and I want to share a little something with the both of you. I had a prayer life before, but once I read that scripture about being a fervent prayer going forth and what you said tonight, God has ignited the fire in me. So I thank God for you, and I thank God for Brother Brown. You all keep on doing what God has called you all to do, and I love you both. So, and just like the gentleman said before, the knee mail gets through to God quicker. And that's all I have to say.
Hey, man, well, we're going to definitely keep you in prayer as well, Sister Dawes. We love you, too. Thank God for your words of encouragement. Again, the phone lines are open. Anyone else have a word of encouragement for Minister E. Jane Ellis on tonight, or do you have a question pertaining to tonight's message regarding prayer time?
Well, I want to say one thing the Bible does say about prayer is pray without ceasing. So whenever she delivered that message, that's the first thing that came to my mind, you know, and because that's what we're supposed to do. Pray without ceasing. Pray without ceasing. Pray without ceasing. Amen. So I thank God for you. Continue to allow yourself to be humble and let God use you, and God bless you.
Amen.
Amen. Minister Ellis, that was my first cousin, Pastor Norman King from Greensboro, North Carolina, just speaking to you just now.
Thank you so much, Pastor King. I'll keep you in prayer as well.
Amen. Anyone else? The lines are still open. We have a lot of callers on the line tonight. Anyone else? This word was not just for me. It was for all of us.
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Well, if no one else is, have anything to say on why the lines are open, Minister Ellis, before I release you on tonight, again, I want to thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to be on this worldwide platform to deliver God's word and share that powerful testimony on tonight. Once again, could you let the listeners know, because we do have a lot of listeners that dialed in after you gave your information pertaining to your business that God has blessed you with. Could you go over that again and give that information out and how you people can obtain some of the items that you sell and how they can reach you?
Sure. My business is called E. James Elegant Access, LLC. It is a women and men's accessory business. I sell jewelry, hats, purses, scarves, men's cufflinks, belts, anything that would accessorize your clothing. And I can be reached directly on Facebook. I have a Facebook account, which is E. James Elegant Extras, LLC. You can also contact me through my Gmail, which is ejaneellis@gmail.com. You can also contact me directly at my phone number, which is 248-469-3624. I am available, and I will ship my items anywhere in the continental United States.
Amen. Praise the Lord. See, God bless you with that business, because you are being a faithful doer of his word, because you know that it was nobody but God who spared your life, and now you are now teaching and preaching God's word. You've been a faithful doer of God's word, and he blesses and rewards those that are faithful to him. So now he has blessed you with this business, and so that's why I wanted you to share it with this worldwide ministry platform so that you can be a blessing to other people. And I have seen some of her items. She sent me some pictures of her items, and I will most definitely be purchasing some of your items because I love wearing my different cufflinks and my ties when I go to church and when I go out to different events. So I would definitely be purchasing some of the items myself, and I encourage others. Once you contact her, she can send you some of the pictures of the different things that she do produce so that you can see with your own eyes. And I'm sure you would not be sorry that you got in contact with this awesome woman of God. So once again, before we close out for tonight, the phone lines are still open. Is there anyone else that would like to share a word of encouragement with Minister Ellis? Or do you have a question for
Minister Ellis.
Yes, ma'am.
Minister Ellis, thank you for that wonderful word on prayer tonight. You know, thank you for reminding us that we don't have to be eloquent speakers when we go in to pray to God, that we can pray quietly, it can be simple, and we don't have to be saying a whole bunch of big words and everything when we go to prayer.
That's right. Amen. Thank you.
A friend of mine once told me that the prayer of faith is more powerful than dynamite and more lasting than the Rock of Gibraltar. So prayer is mighty strong. It can move mountains, and it can answer, and God answers everything.
All right.
Yeah, boy. Like she said, as long as it's according to his will, if it's in his will, he would definitely answer it. There's no good thing from those that love him and walk upright. That's his word, and he is a promise keeper. That's what I love about God. He is a promise keeper. He's still watching over his word to perform it in the lives of his saints that are being faithful doers, not just hearers of his word. So say that again.
His word says that prayer of faith, he shall forgive your sins. You shall be forgiven.
Yes, Lord.
That's a powerful
word. And that's a promise from God himself. So, yes, it is truly prayer. It's prayer time because we see the wars and rumors of wars. God's word has been fulfilled more and more each and every day. We see the pandemic. We see the economic situation. The prices are sky high. People are taking advantage of the people because they want to blame it on the war in Russia. But that's an opportunity for them to gouge people and take advantage of people and make more money for them. They are already rich. But some of them are like the man that had the barns. If you remember the story in the Bible about the man that built the barns, and he kept on building barns. He couldn't build enough barns, but he wasn't sharing with anyone. So the Lord said, your soul is required of thee because you're not sharing all the bountiful blessings that I bless you with. You're not blessing anyone. You're a hoarder. You're keeping it all to yourself, and God gets no glory out of that. So, yes, it is truly prayer time. I love what Deacon Margaret Cox says. I like that. Deacon Margaret Cox, do so much again tonight. Listeners, don't forget that this coming Saturday night, Deacon Margaret Cox will be delivering God's word on this coming Saturday night. We're going to close out a little bit early on tonight, but I thank God for every listener that has dialed in. I thank God for every listener that comes through the social media outlets and tune in and hear this word from the Lord through whatever vessel is delivering his word. As I always let you all know, it's not about me. It's not about the guests. It's all about God's word going forth with power.
Yeah.
The souls are being saved through his word. Backsliders are coming back to the fold, and the body of Christ is being built up and strengthened and edified through God's word. That's what this platform is all about. And I just give God the glory and honor and praise for it. And I want you all to know that I constantly pray for every listener. I don't know you all by name, but God knows who you are, and he knows what you stand in need of. So continue to stay faithful to God. Continue to encourage one another in God's word, not with your feelings, not with your opinions, but with God's word. And then sometimes we need to turn around and encourage our own self in the word of God. We're going to close out for tonight in prayer as we always do. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, we come again thanking you for who and all that you are. We thank you for your word. We thank you for being a promise keeper. We thank you for your woman of God that you spared her life at a young age, that she's still now here in the land of the living, delivering your word, teaching and preaching your word, and being a blessing to the body of Christ. We thank you for her life, Lord. Continue to bless her and the works of her hands that will continue to give you glory, honor, and praise as she continues to be a blessing to others in the name of Jesus. We thank you for our pastor and shepherd, Pastor Mark C. Holloway, his entire family, and the Peace and Goodwill Baptist Church family, and all those that are men and women of God that you have anointed and appointed that are standing on your word and teaching and preaching your word over the worldwide platform, or whether it's just in a meager storefront church, whatever you have called them to be, and they are teaching and preaching your word and being faithful in doing so, we ask you to continue to bless them, continue to bless the ministries you have placed them in and over, that you will continue to get the glory, continue to bless the works of their hands, is our prayer in the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, we pray that you will continue to move by your spirit, continue to comfort and strengthen those that have lost loved ones. We continue to lift up the people of Ukraine, the president of Ukraine, those that have lost loved ones in this unprovoked war. Continue to bless them and strengthen them, Heavenly Father. Even those Russian soldiers that have lost their lives in this unprovoked war, we even ask that you would comfort and strengthen their families as well in the name of Jesus. So we thank you again for who and all that you are. We thank you that you are a promise keeper. You're still watching over your word to perform it in the lives of your people that are being faithful doers and not just hearers of your word. So continue to have your way in our lives individually and as a corporate body of believers, that you alone will get the glory. It's our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, we're going to close out with this song, Pray For Me. Again, the word of God says the fervent prayers of the righteous avail as much. So that's what I'm going to play on tonight as our closing song. If you want to listen to it in its entirety, because we do have a lot of time left over, enjoy the closing song, Pray For Me. And not only pray for me, but pray ye one for another. I love you, but guess what? God loves you even more. Good night.
Come on, KD.
This is an old song from North Carolina, Currituck, North Carolina. Maybe some of y'all know this, but I'm going to sing this song here. My, my, my. Yes, sir.
Pray, pray for me.
Would you bow down at the altar?